This is Preview. I'm Dan McHugh. This week, our guests are Suzanne Russo and Stephanie Weil of the North Carolina Hip Music Festival. Early music and historically informed performance practice represent a broad timeline of music, from medieval music through the music of Beethoven in the early 19th century. Early musicians explore often overlooked composers. Moreover, they also engage with the instruments they played through historical performance practice and historical sources such as musical treatises. The North Carolina Hip Music Festival presents 17 concerts from February 4th through March the 5th to celebrate this music. Here to talk about the North Carolina Hip Music Festival is Suzanne Russo, Artistic Director of Mallarmé Music, and Stephanie Weil, Artistic Director of Baroque and Beyond in the Vivaldi Project. So Suzanne, this year marks the return of the Hip Music Festival after 3 years. The first concert, the Bieber Bowl Revisited, focuses on the music of Heinrich Ignaz Franz von Bieber. Can you tell me about this music, why you decided to choose this composer, and what audiences can expect?
Bieber was a composer who wrote primarily for string players, not only for string players, but much of his music is string-oriented. His music was brilliant, difficult, and he used a technique called scordatura, which means the instruments were tuned differently from a standard tuning, which makes them sound different and interesting and gives a beautiful shimmering sound to the strings, which you don't find in other Baroque music necessarily, unless they do the same technique. He was kind of the innovation of this technique. Several years ago, we did a Bieber Bowl featuring the Rosary Sonatas, which are a series of 16 sonatas based on the life of Christ. They are all scordatura with the exception of the first sonata and the last sonata. So they're all tuned differently. They all have different sounds and they all relate to a moment in the life of Christ. They are beautiful pieces and we had a great reaction to them. And so we thought we'd revisit Bieber and his music, not necessarily the Rosary Sonatas, but some of his other wonderful works.
Stephanie, your ensemble, the Vivaldi Project, is presenting a concert on the 18th century string trio with music by Beethoven, Haydn, Boccherini, and others. Nowadays, string quartets are more commonly performed. Can you tell us about the genre of string trios? What are the key differences from the more popular quartet format? What the composers are trying to achieve, and why highlighting this music is important?
I think the string trio is really a part of our chamber music history that we don't know. I like to quote a little fact, which is that in the Breitkopf catalog, between around 1760 and 1770, more string trios were published than quartets by a ratio of 5 to 1. So that's a lot of string trios. There are thousands of them. I think that's a bridge kind of between the trio sonata of the Baroque period and the quartet. And obviously the quartet did become more successful, but at the time the string trios were being written, they were as important, if not more important. So it's the way composers explored concerto writing and also symphony writing. The trio is a really important part of that development.
The Hip Music Festival includes many concerts and brings together musicians from around the country playing instruments and repertoire that may be unfamiliar to most people. How would you orient the audience to this music they may not have heard before? And what are some things that they can focus on during a performance?
One of the things about early music that people don't realize who are used to listening to modern orchestras is that when you listen to early music, it's going to sound different. The timbres are different. The volume is different. A Baroque orchestra is much softer in a lot of ways, not just volume-wise, but also in the way the instruments sound. So a Baroque oboe has a very different sound than a modern oboe. It's much less direct. It's more intimate. I think that's one way to describe Baroque music and early music in general. The instruments are different. So even if you have a violin, the violin is built differently. The strings are made out of gut. The bows are different shape and they have different methods of getting sound out of the instrument. Early musicians spend their lives or many years learning how to make those differences and to reflect the intent of the composer, which of course we can't hear recordings from that time. So we can only use treatises and word of mouth is another way that we learn about how those instruments can be played. There are, of course, instruments like the violin and the cello that are similar to modern instruments, but then there are instruments like the gamba. We're doing a concert with a baritone. no one knows what a baritone is, except that Haydn wrote 100-something trios for a baritone and violin and baritone, viola, and cello. And we will be playing one of those trios on one of our concerts at UNC February 8th. It's a really interesting instrument. It is very much like a gamba, but it has strings on the back that you pluck with your left hand. And you have to have a lot of coordination to be able to play that instrument. Other instruments include things like some of the wind instruments, recorders, of course, in all different shapes and sizes, instruments like crumb horns, sackbuts, and forgotten clefs is an ensemble that will be playing some early wind music. So that should be a really fascinating concert. You know, early music is not just Bach.
Can you tell us about some of the other concerts you're planning to present during the festival?
Well, there's a large variety of concerts. There's everything from the Bieber Bowl with the music of Bieber and string and trumpet. We have a Celtic duo coming in, which is a little bit of an aberration from what we usually do on a hip festival. Traditional music and Celtic music is part of the history of music, and people love that music, and it's beautiful. We're presenting a lecture on the Black Fiddlers of Monticello. That's kind of a lecture demonstration with David McCormick from Early Music America. There's a concert of orchestral music featuring the music of Vivaldi, Zelenka, and Telemann, given by Raleigh Camerata. And of course, there's a Duke Chapel Bach Cantata Series concert, which will actually not be a Bach cantata, but we will do 3 violin concertos at Duke Chapel. Nick DiEugenio is going to do all of the Bach sonatas and partitas in one concert, with visual art that he has developed as being inspired by the Bach. There's a lot of really great stuff. I mean, there's a little bit of everything for everyone, I think.
The North Carolina Hip Music Festival runs from February 4th through March 5th with concerts in various locations throughout the Triangle. For more information, visit hipmusicfestival.org. Suzanne Russo and Stephanie Vile, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about the upcoming North Carolina Hip Music Festival.
Thanks, Dan. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Our guests on Preview have been Suzanne Russo and Stephanie Vile of the North Carolina Hip Music Festival. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. Thank you for your support.